Today is Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. It marks the spring equinox, and it's one of the biggest holidays of the year for Iranians. They usually celebrate with large parties and gatherings. But for many Iranians around the world, deciding what to do this year has become quite complicated. NPR's Sarah Ventry reports.
Ever since the mass killing of protesters by the Iranian regime in January, Iranians in the diaspora have known that this Nowruz, things would be different.
All of us as Iranians in the diaspora are connected to someone who has either been killed, imprisoned, tortured, raped, disappeared. We all know someone, and it was very much a period of mourning, and it still is.
This is Jasmine Nurasami. She's a grad student at New York University and is one of the presidents of the NYU Persian Cultural Society. When it came time to plan a Nowruz celebration, she thought about doing what many organizations did this year: cancel. That's especially true after the U.S. and Israel began bombing Iran 3 weeks ago. But instead of canceling, they decided to have a more solemn observance, a Nowruz vigil.
Usually Nowruz is all colorful dresses and, you know, like bright pastel colors. This year, everybody was wearing black.
A chance for people to come together, speak, and mourn collectively.
Tonight we gather to celebrate Nowruz. Normally, this is my favorite time of the year, and it's a moment where Iranians all over the world welcome the arrival of spring. But as we enter this new year, so many families in Iran are entering it with unimaginable grief.
While Nurasami led a vigil for Nowruz, Arya Gavamayan is planning a dance party.
Having lived in Iran, we have always faced this censorship of just being silenced.
He's the creator of Disco Tehran, a dance party that celebrates the music of Iran.
And my thought is that why be silent against this darkness? When everything is pushing us to be silent, why stay silent and be silent?
Disco Tehran is hosting a Nowruz party in New York on Saturday. There, they'll be playing music by artists like Iranian superstar Gugush.
I think a lot of people look at the dance floor as a sort of a frivolous place where you just kind of come into to, you know, quote unquote party. But the way that we look at the space of the dance floor is really a place of resistance.
Creating a place of resistance means honoring tradition and community and recognizing that Nowruz is an ancient holiday. One that has pre-Islamic roots and connects Iranians, regardless of religion, all over the world.
If everything disappears, this memory that flows through history with all of us, with our ancestry and our existence and all of that, that is home. For me personally, Nowruz is home.
Nazli Samadzadeh is rummaging through a shelf full of small glasses in a Brooklyn apartment, finding just the right ones to add to the half scene, a Nowruz table. Samadzadeh looks at the display of objects, purple hyacinths, fruit, and other symbols laid out on a white cloth with silver embroidery. But there are some rituals that just aren't possible this year.
It's very traditional to call your family at the moment of the year passing. And right now, it's just not possible to make calls into Iran.
Most people are struggling to keep tabs on their family in Iran. A near total internet blackout means that at any given moment, someone might not know if their aunt is safe, if their cousin is alive, if the latest airstrike hit their family's home.
I've been getting through to my beloved grandmother in Tehran through a kind of like, it's more of a game of literal telephone to get in and out, which is going to make it harder.
Today especially, there are lots of calls that aren't going through. But families will continue to call. Communities will cry in mourning. And friends will gather on the dance floor. Sarah Ventry, NPR News, New York.